You wouldn't believe the stuff people have pulled out of the Gowanus Canal. They've found refrigerators, bathtubs, rusted cars, a 5,000-pound dead whale, a suitcase full of human body parts. Sewage floods into the canal all the time, so you see everything people flush down their toilets. The water itself is a sickly, opaque green. And that's just the stuff you can see. The canal used to be a dumping ground for the factories that line it, and the sediment at the bottom is still full of a laundry list of toxic chemicals. There's cyanide, there's mercury, lead, asbestos. Scientists even found strains of gonorrhea in a water sample just last year. And I'm sitting in a canoe in the middle of it. Oh.
Coming up the pipe right there. Rat.
Oh, God. Take a subway down here. Okay. The Gowanus is a 2-mile-long trough of murky water that flows into the New York Harbor. Though the word flowing is a bit optimistic, since the water mostly just sits there. You wouldn't think anyone would want to canoe in this kind of water, much less see it as a good way to spend a lazy summer afternoon.
My first statement was like, oh, hell no. I knew it was going to be nasty.
That's Alex Kowaleski. She's a dredger, a member of a group that gets together to canoe the Gowanus.
I'm always looking for an adventure or a way to see things from a new perspective. So I went out, and then I started having dreams about it, and it was all over.
Kowaleski knew she had to do something. So almost every summer weekend, she and the dredgers gather at a makeshift pier and paddle up and down the canal. They invite others along. Anyone who shows up can jump in a borrowed canoe and take it for a paddle. They get a lot of first-timers, New Yorkers who have heard about the trips and come for the novelty, or to get a taste of nature in this most urban of cities. That's why Stephen Klein and Beatrice Aronow came. This is their first time at a dredger's event. I speak with them on the pier before they step into a canoe, and they say they came because they love nature, they love being out on the water, and they want to see their city from a whole new perspective. Stephen and Beatrice are in for a big surprise. 20 minutes later, they had their new perspective.
It was a lot worse than I could have ever imagined.
They were like dead rats.
I guess
and, like,
it wasn't that
turds.
Mysterious. It's all the stuff I try to escape.
I actually thought
I was going to have a pleasant time going out.
It was
pretty intense.
Repulsive.
This doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement of the dredgers. But Alex says Stephen and Beatrice's reaction isn't that bad. It's actually kind of the point.
Part of it is just being in there with the poop and the trash, like, ha, here it is. You know, there's no getting away from it. When you're in it, you know, it's just, I think you're naturally you're longing to see it be restored.
A week later, I came back to the Gowanus Canal for another dredger's event. This one's a cleanup day, and volunteers are out with rubber gloves and bags, picking up trash. It's kind of a festive scene. There's music, there's free pizza. And there's a group of high schoolers who came to spend the day canoeing and helping out. Alex says those students are who the dredgers really want to reach. The Gowanus isn't going to be clean anytime soon, but those kids are going to grow up, and they're going to be taxpayers, and they're going to be voters. Soon they're going to make the decisions that decide the future of the canal. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.
Not your own.